Let me wait for the PowerPoint. Well, while we are waiting for the PowerPoint, actually, it's going to be more focused on what God has done while we are visiting, rather than what I have felt and what I have learned. I mean, I will discuss what I have felt and what I have learned, but I want to focus on what God has done. Because one thing that was clear to me from the very first visit to the house, was that there is really nothing I could do. I mean, practically, I was nothing. There isn't really much I could contribute to the mission work based on my own ability. It was pretty much all God was doing. I could help my team member with a connecting internet at the hotel whenever we changed the hotel. That I could do. That I have no problem doing it. I happened to be was the very youngest one in the group. So I had more technology. So I practically was a tech support for my team. And that I could do on my own. However, that's pretty much where everything stops on my ability. And everything else was what God has done for the people and the places, the churches that we visited. So we started with the Haryana team and ended up as a Rajasthan team. I will tell you the story, what happened. But yeah, if you can move to the next page. Oh, can I click on the next page now? Yes? Okay, here we go. So mission field. So this is a map of the India, obviously. So we started with a, is a pointer here somewhere? No? Am I asking for too much? So we started with the Haryana area, which was near We started with this area called Haryana, which is near Delhi. We were scheduled to visit the sub-district, the district of Rohtak and Sonipat. And Pastor, we worked with the Pastor Sunil there, but Pastor Sunil had a kind of severe diabetes, and he became very weak during our visit. So we had to actually, after the 2 days of the house visit and the mission work, we had to cancel the rest of our schedule due to his sickness, because he was about to faint and couldn't go to sleep at all. So we have to change the plan to move to the either Delhi or some other place by plane or Rajasthan. But we ended up being in Rajasthan and worked with actually Pastor Pankaj was working with us from the beginning as a translator, and that was his home church. So we traveled there we went back to the Delhi. We went back to the Delhi and went to the place called Jaipur with a train. So we kind of lost 1 day in our mission work by train. It took us about 4 hours from the Delhi to the Jaipur. So our team members, again, I was the by far youngest one. I hope you could tell. And this is a Pastor Pankaj, and I think he's youngest actually. And our team leader was the Elder Lo from our church. And then we have a Youngduck Lee from the other church, Sangam Jungang Changnogyoe, which is centralized a Presbyterian church in translation. And we had a sister, the In Suk Song from the same church. And we had our own sister, the Cha San Yang, was part of our team. So let's talk about numbers. We always talk about the numbers when you come back from the mission field. There were 5 days of the mission work, and we visited about 15 houses, and 236 listened to the gospel, 192 accepted the message, and 115 was baptized, and more importantly, 11 new house leader was appointed. But what's more important is understanding that there is a names and people behind these names and what God has done in their life. Be honest with you, number is not the most important part. What are the things that happen in these people's life, what God has done? For example, this lady here was the very first house that we visited. And that's the place where I got crushed, saying that, yeah, there's nothing I could do. Soon as we walked in, I never seen a person who was demon-possessed, but sitting right there. She was screaming entire session. And we had to pray for them. As we prayed, I did not have the strong enough faith that, yeah, I could drive these demons out. There's no way. Given the fact that this is the first time I saw a person like that, other than the movies. So, only thing I could do is just begging for God. I know that I'm not capable, I do not have enough strength, but please do something for this person. Please drive out the demons. And then I will see this person start calming down and start listening to the message, to the point that she was getting baptized in the end. And that was totally God. There is nothing I contributed to the situation. Only thing I could do is just asking in our prayer. And this is totally God who drove out this demon. And look at this young girl who's just paying so much attention to the message. This was the last house we visited on the first day. It was just one farmhouse with one family. And she was just fixing her eyes on every single message. Again, in the end, the entire family was baptized. And look at the happy face of this young man. And they did not have the same face when they walked in to the meeting. They were kind of depressed face. That, you know, what's going on? What is this about? But after they hear the messages and hear the gospel and what God Jesus has done for their life and being baptized, and when you take a picture, their face is filled with a smile. So those are the things what God has done for this individual life, which was amazing. I mean, this is like a 20 minute, within the 30 minute, their face from the depression to the goal, like filled with the grace and the smile. And then some of the highlights that I like to share, again, there's a lot went on, and if I try to go on every single visit and every single day, I'll be here all day. So I'm gonna just go through some of the highlights. So after we moved to the Rajasthan, we were actually planned to visit Sonipat Church. However, because of the plan of the change of the plan, we went to the church in Rajasthan. Rajasthan churches started 7 years ago by Pastor Bankesh and his wife, Sister Kranti. And then first 6 months, there was no one who accepted the message. So they asked and they knocked the door for 6 months. There was no one accepted the message. According to his wife, the pastor package has to go through the 240 days of a fasting. I'm not so sure it was complete fasting or more of a daylight fasting, but it was the 240 days of a fasting, and after that door opened for them. Now they have 59 churches in a state of the Rajasthan with the 1,400 plus members in 7 years. I mean, that's just amazing. I mean, you could see that God is working in the state of the Rajasthan. I mean, He is advancing His kingdom. And then in case of the Jaipur church, in the beginning, until the March, it was one. They were gathering together in the one place. However, they were persecuted, and they got kicked out of the building. So they had to split into three different locations now. However, by grace of God, they found the land where they could build their own church. So they're gonna start building in November. Now it's the last month. It's December 1st. So they're gonna have their own home now. The service in itself was like a 4-hour service, but it was actually 4 hours of the spiritual festival. It was a festival of a prayer and praises and sharing. It's the random sharing about what God has done in their life during the week. There are people, when I say praise and they pray, they are jumping and crying. It was amazing. Our elder delivered a message during the time. And this is basically part of how they prayed and how they have a worship for 4 hours straight. And I asked them usually how long usually it takes, because I'm usually curious. And the pastor Bankers told me that whatever the spirit leads, and usually it's average between 3 to 4 hours. This is the situation. We had a situation during the service where one of the sisters actually showed the demon possessed symptom of demon possession. I guess she visited one of the temple in during the Diwali, and I think she was possessed by the demon at the time. We didn't know. We were just praying for her. She just came to the front so that to receive the prayer, and we were just praying for her, and she just showing the screaming and, you know, the usual. What I mean by usual is I saw several of them, so it's a similar symptom of the demon possession. So we pray for about 40 minutes. And after 40 minutes, she completely recovered and kind of sharing about what happened to her and how she feels now. So I mean, there's a work of a miracle happening in the church, work of joy is happening in the church, and work of a crying and tears happening in the church. And these are the people, these brothers and sisters, the same people that we visited in their houses, that they were very oppressed and have a difficult life. However, because of the just Christ, what God has done in their life was joy and festival. It's not like their job has changed, or their house was gotten much better, or their situation has gotten much better. They are in the same situation. Many of them pray for their job because of they didn't have the job, and many of them pray for their health because they were sick. But they cannot hide their joy in their life, which was really I was very inspired by the service, as you could tell. And some of the highlights from the people we visited. So this is a family that we visited, the third family we visited on the first day. His name is Sonu. And as we delivered the message, they had seven kids, and everybody's eyes sparkling as we delivered the message. And they didn't believe in Christ before. By end of the day, they were all baptized. Whole family was converted. And the head of the household, Sonu, was baptized and was appointed as house leader. And they were so joyful, and they were very, I was actually surprised how much they were giving in our offering. It seemed like he took everything out of his pocket and put it into the offering. And then he took us to his orchard and showed us the fruit and gave us some fruit there. Of course, I didn't eat it. And then right up our corner is I don't actually know even know the name, and I want to focus on this brother right in the corner, kind of half cut off. On that visit, he was the only one who got baptized. So not everyone decided to getting baptized, but he was receiving the baptism with the tears of the repentance, because his heart was so moved. And he was so joyful as he's getting baptized with tears. And they told me the name, but I already forgot, but it was just amazing to see what God is doing for his life. And this family, the right lower family, is a Contis family, and that visit happened to be another seeker's visit. Basically, they invited their neighbors, but no one came. They were the only one family in a Muslim area, only Christian families in a Muslim area. And she is just a young, 1-year-old Christian. However, she cannot even read the Bible. So his son has to read the Bible for her. But I was just amazed about her faith and endurance. Their prayer request was the selling their house. The reason is they are getting persecuted every night. People are throwing rocks at their houses every night because they're a Christian family. And there was no proposal for his children's marriage from the area, because again, they are the only Christian family. But instead of disowning the faith, right? Instead of disowning the faith, which will make their life much easier and go back to their old lifestyle, which will make their life much easier for them, they just want to uproot themselves from their house and move to somewhere else where they could be more faithful and freely worship the God. It was just amazing what kind of faith this person, this 1 year old lady who cannot even read the Bible had, and my faith was ashamed. So, I had one more slide, but I'm going to break quite short here because I took too much time. But it was just amazing that what God has done while we are there. And my faith was definitely challenged about what I know. And what I know doesn't mean anything. The lifestyle they represented and the faith that they expressed through their lifestyle was just mind-blowing for me. Brothers were driving us around, and whenever they stopped, like for example, tour bus, they were giving out this evangelist script to the person who was working at the tour bus. We were in an Uber driving from the pizza place to the train station, and during the 20 minutes of the Uber ride, Pastor Bankish was talking to the driver, and before we got off from the car, we were baptizing him. It's just as mind-blowing about what they do, and they are truly the front line of the battle, of spiritual battle. It's like our soldiers in Afghanistan versus us sitting in the back. They were really fighting on the front line, and their faith was expressed through their life. Not just word or worship on the Sunday, but just their day-to-day life. What they had to endure, what they had to fight, and what they have to, kind of lifestyle they live, and focus that they have. That was the most things that, and what God has done in their life to do that actually, was probably the one thing that I guess I was personally challenged the most. Thank you.
Sister Grace will come up and share her testimony for us.